Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. If you'd like to write to us, you can write to us at hfchurch7@gmail.com. That's hfchurch7@gmail.com. We'd love to answer your questions. We'd love to see your emails. We'd love to see you the fulfillment of what God's doing in your life and what God's doing in the manifestation of His Spirit. We're so thankful for you today being a part of what God is doing in the body of Christ and how God is relaying His revelation to you and to me and to all the body of Christ. And I want to say once again, I thank you for the marvelous grace. I thank you for your wonderful grace and the love and compassion. We want to talk about Luke chapter 8, verse 40 through 42. So it was when Jesus returned that the multitude welcomed him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, look, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and begged him to come to his house, for he had an only daughter about 12 years of age, and she was dying. And as he went, the multitude thronged him. Now, you got to understand, his daughter was about 12 years old. That's very important that you see that, because 12 represents divine government. Now, Jairus' limit was, you have to get Jesus to the house. You know, so many times we put limits on Jesus. We say, you know, you got to do it this way, you got to do it this way. But on the way to Jairus' house, now we see in verse 43, it says, now a woman having a flow of blood for 12 years, who had spent all her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed of any, came from behind and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her blood stopped. And you got to understand, she had no money left. This woman was unclean in the sight of Judaism. She was desperate. She didn't care what the law said. Her limit was just to touch his garment. She just went for it. She was tired. She was broke. She was weary. She didn't care what anybody thought at this point. And in verse 45 it says, and Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied it, Peter and those with him, Master, the multitude thronged and pressed you, and you say, who touched me? This was an important moment in time. Because God felt the faith of humanity. God feels every prayer and every touch that you uttered, everything. Listen, every prayer that you've ever prayed, He's already answered before you ever uttered it. Before you ever had the ability to have the need, He'd already met the need by the perception of who He was. Everything was done by God. So we see here was a woman with the issue of blood. But I want you to understand something. She went up and touched the hem of His garment, and virtue went out of Him. Now we understand that he recognized that somebody touched me. For I perceive, in verse 46, I perceive that power has gone out from me. She touched him by faith. Now look at 47 and 48. Now when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling, falling down before him. She declared to him in the presence of all the people the reason she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said to her, daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. And now he says, go in peace. So I want you to see something here. She made a demand on Jesus. She made a demand on the Holy Spirit. Now you got to understand, she was unclean. According to the Judaism and according to the law, she was unclean and everybody she touched was unclean. But she only touched the hem of his garment, but she was not even supposed to be out in public. She was not supposed to be out around people because everybody she was around would become unclean by her uncleanness. But she said she touched the hem of his garment. She had heard about Jesus. He said, now go in peace. He said, your faith has made you whole. Go in shalom. Go in health. Go in wealth. Go in peace. I believe that Jesus and God are the same. God had never called anyone daughter before. Jairus is right there and sees the woman get healed. But I want you to understand, she said, if I can touch the hem of his garment. The one translation said, she said within herself, if I can touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. But I want you to immediately understand that God restored everything to her. All the money she had lost, all the time she had lost, all the sickness she had been dealing with in her body. She'd been going to doctors for 12 years. Years with this. There's a significance there. Once she got healed, she represented the church, the bleeding church, the church of America. The church of the world today is bleeding, and the bleeding represents self-righteousness. We find in Isaiah that her self-righteousness is as filthy rags. She was bleeding, so she was in her menstrual cycle. You can never give birth to anything when you're bleeding. You can never give revelation to anything. You can never give birth to new creation when you're bleeding. The church is bleeding, and we wonder why. Immediately you see here, she immediately, once she got her healing, the Bible said Jesus went, and not one of the servants came and said, look, in verse 49 and 50, while he was still speaking, someone came from the ruler of the synagogue's house, from Jairus' house, and said, your daughter is dead. Do not trouble the teacher. But when Jesus heard it, he answered, said, do not be afraid. Only believe, and she'll be made whole. God has limited His grace to human faith. Jesus said, only believe. Josh, don't believe what you just heard. He just said your daughter's dead, so don't come. Don't bother the best. He said, don't believe that. You just seen what I've done for her. Don't believe that. And the Bible said in verse 51, when he came into the house, he permitted no one to go in except Peter, James, and John, and the father and the mother of the girl. So we see that Peter, James, and John went with Jesus to Jairus' house. And we know that immediately, as he began to praying for, only seven people went in. Peter, James, and John, which means Peter, James, and John, as you know, you follow this ministry all, it means that the law has been replaced by grace. But we see here, now they all wept and mourned for her, but he said, do not weep, she is not dead, but sleeping. And they ridiculed him, knowing that she was dead. But he put them all outside, took her by the hand, and said, little girl, arise. Then her spirit returned, and she arose immediately. And he commanded that she be given something to eat, and her parents were astonished. But he changed them to tell no one. He challenged them to tell no one what had happened. He turned to the woman with the issue of blood. He didn't have to, but he chose to. But I want you to understand something. When the woman with the issue of blood got healed, when the church gets healed, the young generation of 12 years old will start to come into the church and flood into the church. But they're never going to come into the church. The daughter was 12 years old. The woman had an issue of blood of 12 years. The woman with the issue of blood was unable to bear children, but today she can. So we see in Isaiah 64 and 6, is self-righteous as filthy rags and riches. We see that here, that God's about to do something. I believe that God is talking to Israel here. The woman with the issue of blood is symbolic of filthy rags. Our own righteousness is like filthy rags. As long as one generation is living by their own righteousness, the next generation is dying. The moment that the woman with the issue of blood is healed, Jesus calls her daughter. Realize something. Jesus immediately goes down the street to Jairus' house, and a 12-year-old girl has her spirit returned to her. When the church discovers their sonship and righteousness, the next generation is going to have the spirit returned to their bodies. This is a prophetic revelation. When Jesus healed the woman from unrighteousness, the daughter would live. What limitations are you putting on Jesus? What are you allowing? What are you keeping the beauty of grace from activating in your life? He's there. He's met all your needs. Just receive it. That's the beauty of grace.